This podcast is brought to you by Poncho and GoDaddy. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Got something to say? Blog it with your free quick blog from GoDaddy.
I'm piloting the pussy. See, y'all got to be a pilot over the pussy, y'all. Y'all got to be the pussy police.
There's nothing more I can think of to say.
Hello. Am I recording? Let's see. Hold on. Gotta check without getting in a wreck. Hello? Yeah, I think it's okay. This is Madge in the car. It's Friday. I'm on my way to my overeaters classes. Yeah, to learn how to overeat. I think I'm gonna take next week off since it is the holidays. I may still do a show, I may still do this and then the other. But, where the fuck am I going? I'm on my way to the overeater class. Overy. Anyways. So, the show yesterday was terrible. But see, to me, they're all terrible. So I don't know what to tell you the difference. I'm in the car. Earlier, I had a nice day with the Dratsky. We went for a nice long walk on the beach. And we got invited, believe it or not, to an Italian Greyhound party. Isn't that weird? Of all things. So, finna go to that, assuming I get the follow through with the SMS message that tells me where to go. It's very strange. I think maybe a little bit sexual. Not with the dogs, but well, you know what I mean. Day tripper, one-way ticket, yeah. So go to my new website, videocaster.org. It's just a website where I recommend video blogs. Just do it and link to it or something. And tell me what you think. Videocaster.org. It's very simple. It's just videos that I think people should watch in different categories. In other words, I don't think anyone should watch all of them. But I think if you're interested in certain categories, then you'll like those. And you can submit links at the top. That would be nice. But I just started it. It's just it's just an idea. I can see where it goes, see where it doesn't go, whatever. And that's it. So, I'm trying to do the program now because yesterday, the problem yesterday, I think, was that I took my sleeping pill 2 hours before I did the show, Grim. And so I ended up being a little bit sleepy to the point where I was falling asleep during the program. I may have fallen asleep. And then I just pressed a lot of, what do you call that thing? Day Tripper. Hello, what was I talking about? Hello? Anyway, I forgot. I hope they have coffee at this Weight Watchers class. I saw a very enormous woman asked about the dog, so of course I went up to her, engaged her. She was eating a giant waffle cone sundae. It was like the bowl was a waffle cone. She was huge, and she was... You know how people, when they're really huge, they look like weebles? Weebles, I think you call them weebles. Where they just, like, their legs are almost, like, completely, like, they're spread apart from all the fat. So they, the fat, there but for the grace. Right. Like, I ain't fucking grace. Grace. Whatever. Day tripper. So I'm reading a lot about, not a lot, but some things about how the writer's strike is going to change Hollywood. I actually think they might have something, there might be something to that, because the way that, the writers are getting screwed, so they're regrouping and a lot of them are forming online companies. I think that's interesting. I don't have a judgment on it either way. Anytime really actual talented people get into the field that I'm in, I get scared. But, but then again, I realize that I am also talented, and the people that aren't talented are like Ask a Ninja and Cali Lewis, to be honest. They just force feed you like a goddamn, like Terry Schiavo's parents force feed you shit. So I'm sorry. I gotta be honest now. Remember, that's the new thing. Biscayne Boulevard, downtown. No, I want beaches. Like that Barbara Walters song. I mean, Barbara Streisand. No, Bette Midler's. I think, oh, fuck me. I hate driving. I hope Cheryl plays those phone calls I made where I gave all these really good tips on how to assassinate old peoples. Yeah, having to do with pantyhose, cutting holes in support hose, things like that. Anyway, you can go fuck yourself. What else? There was something else I wanted to out myself with. Some more of a liberation I needed to do now that I'm liberating myself from... God, it looks like that plane is crashing. No, it isn't. 395, this is the correct exit. Exit Tootie. Tootie, Fruity, O'Rudy, Lipsy. There's something. It had to do with Fausto Fernos. I can't fucking remember what it was, honestly. Oh, well. It was some dirt that I'd been waiting to spill for a long time. Nothing personal, just public stuff that I was being nice, not telling. And now I can't fucking remember what it was. Oh, yes, I know what it was. Okay. Is I've been going back in time doing some retroactive talking about, you know, my girlfriend got the escorts and everything. Well, I want to tell you something. A friend, what used to be a mutual friend of ours, and now is a friend of neither of us, told me. So granted, it's secondhand, but my source is very reliable, and somebody else, who's another friend, hinted at the similar thing. Anyway, allegedly, Fausto Fernos told this person that I, Madge Weinstein, was exploiting the death of my lover, Gussie Iskowitz, by putting various videos related to it, and this memorial, and the ash spreading, all this sort of thing on the internet. That I was exploiting it for money, for gain, financial gain. And so that was a serious thing in my personal life, but I didn't talk about it on the show. I don't think I did I? Well, maybe I didn't. This whole thing is pointless. Anyway, I feel better now that that's out, you know? I think part of it is what I don't really want people to see the true colors of people that are assholes, but, you know, this one don't mean shit to me. I mean, some people I have to work with and get along with, and this one don't mean shit, you know? This one just fucks with people, so... Okay? Where the fuck am I? 12th Street? This is 12th Street. I don't know where the Christ I am. I always get lost. I think I have to go now and figure out where I am. Thank you for liberating me, audience. Liberation! Vagina. Go to videocaster.org, please. Tell me what you think, or don't, but just click on it. Click. Lips. Click, click. Okay, now I'm in front of this Miami Carnival. They call it Carnival Center, and it's shaped like a goddamn Carnival cruise boat, which is retarded. And it says Martin Short is performing here. Martin Short is very, very funny. I would like to see him now that he's 1,000, like me. The thousands. He's in those early thousands. Let's see, it's two... Well, I don't want to give the address out. It's 212 Northeast something Street. 212. Let's see. Oh, why are you crossing the street with your whore girlfriend on a goddamn red light, you retard? My God, it looks like... Well, he looks ugly. He looks like actually a certain distant relative of mine that I don't want to say who it is. But I'm My Fair Lady's coming to Carnival Center. My Fair Lesbian... I love these, like... third-rate companies that go traveling around to different cities and play. I think that's one that's a pathetic thing. Not that I'm not pathetic being a podcaster, but because I am, but you know, it doesn't keep me from pointing out other pathetic things. Like, for example, I find people that have to entertain on cruise boats pathetic. I think that's pathetic. Well, not necessarily comedians. I don't think that's so bad. But I think if you're, like, in the show choir, like, if you're in the chorus of a showboat, not a showboat, showboats are kind of cool in the South, right, 24th, oh, oops, I said it, anyway, my vagina hurts and I need to find this fucking place, get fucked, yes, yes, well, I guess I can sing while this is going on. People of Argentina, your newly elected president, Juan Perón, Peron, 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 Perita, Peravita, Evitered, 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 people of Argentina. Oh no, I already said that part. It won't be easy. I always wanted to give a Weight Watchers lead and say, it won't be easy. You'll think it's so strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is the girl you once jewed. And, what else? But nothing impressed me at all. I never expected... Did you like that oomph in the middle there? I never expected it turned... Oh my God, is this it? Yikes, is this gross. This is really thug-ish area. What 163 that I need, kid. And there's people wearing those funky hats. You know, like the people with the graffitis. That ain't it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Well, fuck. Time to either get shot or turn round. Evita. 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 Well, if that was it, we ain't going to no Weight Watchers class today. For damn sure. We don't need no shit like that. I don't got enough copper tubing to feed these crack whores. You know about that, right? The crack whores and the copper tubing. They collect, the crack whores collect copper tubing in order to sell it for the crack. Now, I don't know where they sell it. Oh, it's okay. They have dreadlocks. They're wearing those big Dr. Seuss dreadlock holders. Those are nice. 212, 212, 212, 212, 212. I'm totally giving this address away, which is stupid. Oh, there's the other side of the 5th and 24th Street. Ah, my vagina. Am I actually early for something and not latest? This can't be true or outre. Evita, Evita. Wait, that looks like the picture. Yes, that's it. Evitard. I'm in a V-tard. Oh, I used that today on the, what do you call that thing? I don't know where you're supposed to... Oh, that's a no parking. I'm in a V-tard. In a leotard. What the fuck is this shit? I don't know where the Christ is supposed to park. Are these Christing fat people meetings? Oh, there. I know where I can park. I shouldn't be talking to you. You're making me drive all fucked. A V-tard. Ouch. It's probably going to be all lesbians like me. Being fat, itching the joints. Either that or they'll be too fabulous for words. I like to predict the futures because I'm the Nostradamus. Nostotros. God, you know when I'm nervous about something? I feel like I have to shit. Okay, this is the house. It's pretty. Invito. I feel like I'm going to the Casa Rosada to give my speech to the papals. Alright, buy a little tape recorder. Go in your box. Get chunk. Well, apparently I'm still Madge Weinstein, only now I have completed my journey successfully. There are a lot of scary-looking crack whores in this neighborhood, for sure. I am a little bit scared of a drive-by, and I'm afraid the copper tubing I use for my enema may get stolen. Whatever. Actually, I want to eat. I'm hungry. Yeah. What else? Where were we? I don't remember. I don't remember what I was fucking talking about. What was I talking about? Lesbian. Lesbian. Ah, I guess I have nothing to say. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Heaven is the place on earth. What's the ramrod in Fort Lauderdale? Note to self. Anyway, So I'm still a lesbian. So, right. What else can I spill dirt on? I don't really have any dirt. My life is an open vagina. Anyway. I'm really hungry. I need to eat something disgusting. No, not pussy. Something nasty is a place on a knife. Oh, prolapse is a thing. Oh, I had a really good prolapse song and I fucking forgot it. Oh, for Cheryl. It's clean blood. It's clean blood. It's not dirty. I gotta call Uncle Rilmus. Maybe she is free to do a pogrom. Let's call her in the car. What do you think about that? Three-fisted Cheryl driving, podcasting and all. This ought to be messy. I don't know if this is going to work. Let's see. Call Cheryl Prolapse.
Did you say call Cheryl Prolapse?
Yes, I did.
Did you say call Cheryl Prolapse Court?
Yes.
Calling.
Thank you for calling Cheryl Prolapse. Let's see. Oh, this fucking radio. She always answers when I'm not recording, so hopefully this will be an exception. God, I have no hand.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Cheryl?
Oh, sorry, she's not available, actually.
Why not?
Well, because I'm at a party, okay. And she's at home.
God. Okay, well, the Cheryl thing ain't gonna happen, evidently. Because she's too ugly for words. Well, sorry about that. Cheryl's at a party. God knows what she's molesting there. Oh, heaven is a place on earth. Oh.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery. Podshow and Limelight.